kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sino ba ang ating mga kasama ko?
Nako, bigatin to. Veterano o batikang aktor siya, no, dito sa Australia. At napapanood siya or napanood natin siya sa TV series na When the War Begun sa ABC at Water Rats. At iba pang mga palabas at marami din siyang ginagawang mga proyekto. Mamaya tatanungin natin siya. At siya din ang founder ng Filipino Performing Artists in Melbourne. Kaya naman i-welcome natin ang ating father guest ngayong umaga na si Alfredo Nicknow. Magandang umaga po. Happy Father's Day!
Ay, maraming salamat po, Ma'am Claudette. At kamusta? At si Den, Papa Dan. Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-imbita. At sa atin din mga nakikinig, sa ating mga listeners, magandang umaga po.
Ayan, welcome po kayo always dito sa SBS Filipino. At lagi na po namin kayo nag-guest kasi marami kayong mga ginagawang proyekto pagdating sa mga pelikula, hindi po ba?
Tama din. Marami.
Okay, kumusahin muna natin agad-agad, no?
Yes.
Father's Day na po bukas. Meron po ba kayong plano? Ang mga chikiting po ba? May plano? Chikiting pa ba
yung
tawag?
Hindi na siguro chikiting.
Hindi na chikiting, pero yung aking bunsong chikiting, ilalabas daw niya ako.
Wow.
At magyayamcha kami sa city.
Oh, wow.
Tapos noon, meron siyang sorpresa. Kasi mahilig ako sa creative arts.
Mm-mm.
Meron daw isang play na dadalhin nila ako ng aking missis.
Wow.
And so I don't know what it is yet. So I'm very excited.
Wow, looking forward, no? Nako, exciting naman po. Sana po mag-enjoy kayo bukas. Pero para mas pakilala po kayo ng ating mga busy, mga tagapakinig, alam kong alam na nila, kilala nila pag sinabing Alfredo Nicknow. Nako, ano na yan siya, pioneer yan siya dito sa Filipino community ng Melbourne, no? Pero may mga things pa silang hindi alam about you. So let's talk about muna ito. First question po namin, kumusta po ang buhay ninyo lately bilang actor, dad, at ngayon ay lolo na rin, di ba, ng dalawang mga apo?
Yun ang apo. Ay, nagbago ang buhay ko. Kasi ang aking apo ay isang taon na. You know, he was born in June, so he's now 1 year and 2 months, so 3 months, I think. Nakalimutan na, isigaan na aking mathematics. Matanda na kasi. Siya ay anak ng aking panganay na artista din, na
yes,
si Charlotte.
Oh,
so, ang pangalan niya ay Astro Nara.
Wow!
So it's about the heavenlies of astronomy, etc. Tapos Nara is about our national tree, so it's about being grounded.
Wow!
So isang so that's his name, Astro Nara. Astro Nara Nicknow.
Ano yung kanyang nickname? Astro.
Astro.
Ah, wow.
Astro Boy.
Oh, ang galing. Isa lang ba?
Pero may
isa lang.
Oh.
Sorry. Sir Dan.
Go, Dan.
Hindi, pasok pa rin. May Pinoy ano pa rin.
Ayun, siyempre naman. Oo,
first time ko nakarinig na may pangalan ng Nara.
Oo, Nara. Okay naman. Busy. Lagi ngayon, nagbe-babysitting na pagka-weekend.
Apostolic duty, sabi nga nila.
Apostolic.
Oh.
Pero teka, balikan muna natin kasi natanong natin ngayon, lolo na rin, hindi lang tatay, no? Hindi lang, kundi lolo na rin, di ba? Napag-usapan, may mga apo na nga. Pero pwede ba yung malaman, konting background lang sa mga hindi nakakilala sa inyo talaga, no? Dito po ba kayo pinanganak? Paano po ba yung pagsimula ng pamilya niyo, yung love life ba, kumbaga, pwede mo malaman paano kayo napunta dito?
Yes.
Dumating kami dito, buong pamilya yan, under the then government Gough Whitlam's Assisted Passage Program, noong 1974. So, we are celebrating our 51st year in Australia as immigrants. Along with the other batch of Filipino tradespeople who arrived here back in the days from between 1974 to 1979 yata na nag-migrate ang mga Filipino families, hence meron tayong a very vibrant Filipino community all around Australia now. It started at that time.
Well, 51 years, so ibig sabihin batang-bata pa kayo nung kayo ay lumipat dito?
Ay, oo nga. Sabi ko, gusto kong sabihin, ay, hindi pa ako pinapanganak, pero I'll be lying if I say that, 15 anyos ako nung dumating.
Oh.
So, yes. Teenager pa.
Oo, teenager. At dito na din kayo nagkapamilya.
Dito na rin nagkapamilya. At ang aking missis ay Australiana.
Mm.
At nagkakilala kami sa trabaho. At the relationship blossomed. Mm-mm. And her family is very welcoming. She's from the country at the time, Gisborne, which is 1 hour away from Melbourne. Dinala niya ako, nakilala ko sila. Sabi ko, wow, ibang kultura ng mga puti sa mga Pilipino. There was a big difference.
Okay.
So, marami akong nakitang magagandang habits, mm-hmm. or, you know, like tradition na ginagawa nila na, but they're also very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sabi ko sa akin, wow, kamaganda kaya kung makikombine yung ating pagka-Pilipino combined with their, you know, because they're originally from England, na pagsamahin yung dalawa, and we did, and then 38 years later, we're still together.
Oh, wow! Yes. 38 years! Naku, yeah, grabe! Achievement no? yun!
Oo nga!
Oo! And si Mrs. Siyempre, ay parang supportive din po sa inyong, syempre sa inyong karera, hindi po ba?
Ay, opo. Ay, siya ay medyo sanay na. Masyadong introverted siya.
Ah, opposite kayo.
Meron kaming, kasi pagka-artista ka, meron darating na mga script, kinakailangan pag-aralan mo yung script, tapos kinakailangan mo ng katulong na they will read opposite you while you're rehearsing.
Mm-mm.
Ay, naku, napakahirap. Kasi sabi niya, hindi ako artista. Kalimutan mo na ako. But she was very patient and supportive that she did it all through this time. And from time to time, she would still do it. And siya ang nagbibigay ng payo sa akin. Sabi niya, hindi tama yan. Ganito ang gawin mo. Ganun-ganit. Siya ang aking director.
Manager.
Siya ang aking manager.
Galing.
Grabe. So, talagang ano, nakasuporta pala, no? All throughout.
Siyempre naman.
Siyempre, hindi lang si Mrs., no? Ito, pag-usapan na natin itong pelikula to. Ang ganda po ng kwento ng yung film niyo po na Asian Male 60s, no? Lalo na at yung anak niyo po mismo, ito na ang sasabi natin, ano? Si Charlotte, no? Mismong nagsulat at nag-direct nito. Ano po unang yung reaksyon nung nalaman niyo na ito?
Ito ang istorya niyan, no? Itong exclusive story niyan. Ang yung concept ng pelikula, ang istorya, akong nakapaisip. Ang gusto kong gawin talaga is I wanted to make it a play. Ngayon, this is about 2023 na meron silang actors and writers strike sa LA kasi doon siya nagtatrabaho. So, bumalik siya dito kasi walang trabaho doon and she was looking to do a project. Ngayon, sabi ko sa kanya, meron akong iniisip na play na gawin. Gusto mong tulungan akong isulat ang script. Tapos sabi niya ganun, binasa niya yung aking concept. Sabi niya, hindi ito play. I think it will make a good short film. Tapos sabi ko, sige nga, tingnan natin, no? Wala pang dalawang linggo, bumalik siya sa akin. Dad, itong script, tingnan mo. Nakita ko ngayon, kumbaga sa parang istorya ko bilang isang artista na I wanted to make it big in Australia and then it's been 45 years pero wala pa rin break. parang ginawa niya yon. So she twisted it a little bit. Ganun din istorya ko din pero she made it a little bit more intriguing ba?
Uh-oh.
And sabi niya, I will make it, I will finance it and I will direct it.
Wow.
So we did it and she gathered all her friends, all her creative friends in Melbourne. And we did it over one weekend.
The shoot?
Oh.
Wow, ang bilis.
12-hour days from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. on a Saturday and from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. on a Sunday. That's it.
Oh, wow, ang galing, no? Pero syempre iba yung dynamics, no? Kasi nga alam natin ikaw yung tatay, siya yung anak. So sa buhay, ikaw yung nag-guide sa kanya, ikaw yung nagpalaki sa kanya. Pero dito sa trabahong ito, sa set, siya yung direktor mo. Ano yung pakiramdam na si Charlotte yung nag-guide sa inyo this time? At siya nagsasabi, ito yung gawin mo. Gawin nating story o gawin nating short film ng iyong gustong play, ganyan.
Alam mo ba, nakakatawa kasi ang mga crew members at the time, kilala niya kaming dalawa, no? Kabado silang lahat. Sabi na, paano nag-away itong mag-ama? Kasi baka hindi niya gustong gawin anak. But Charlotte is very very collaborative as a director. Kaya nag-uusap muna kami, inirehearse muna namin. Sabi niya, kung anong gusto mong palitan, Dad, sabihin mo lang at I'll rewrite the script. So, meron mga eksena na sabi ko, hindi ko gusto ito. Gawin natin ganito. Sabi niya, okay. So, she was very cooperative and very collaborative in the process of making it. So, and I treated it na hindi ko siyang hindi siya ang anak ko na, kundi siya na ang aking direct.
Yeah, father and daughter tandem. Yeah. First time ako nakarinig ng ganyan, no? Yeah.
Kaya nga, diba? Pero kasi alam natin, marami na po kayo nagawang series, diba? Mm. Tulad ng Tomorrow When the War Began, itong Water Rats. Pero itong, so, kasama niyo po si Charlotte, diba? Siya po yung nag-direct, diba? Gusto lang malaman, kumusta yung experience? Mas pressured po ba kayo or mas magaan ba? Mm. Mas strict ba kayo sa acting? Or hindi, wow. Medyo okay lang to.
In, alam mo ba, I erased the fact na siya ang ina, siya ang aking anak. When we walked into the set, hindi na siya ang aking anak, kundi siya ng aking director. So I treated her like my boss. Kung anong sabihin niya sa akin, kung anong ituro niya sa akin, yun ang susundin ko. Alam niyo ba, isa sa mga kasama kong artista is a veteran Australian actor. He's 74 years old.
Yeah.
He's, you know, like, his name is Don Bridges. Mm-hmm. And I asked for him. Sabi ko sa kanya, gusto ko kasama ko yung aking best friend, Australian actor Don. So she called him up and then he joined in.
Oh, wow.
74-year-old Australian veteran actor. Nakinig din siya kay Charlotte kung anong yuto sa kaya ni Charlotte, yun din ang ginawa niya.
Oo, talaga so, nakinig sila, no?
Yeah,
kayo.
And I think we have to all be professionals, mm-mm, you know? But yes, and thank you, Sir Dan, kasi talaga, totoo naman na a lot of it, there was a lot of apprehension, but between her and mine, we said, no, we have to be professional in how we approach this, and let's make it work. So we did.
Wow, amazing. And syempre, proud Filipino parent moment siguro ito, no? Syempre, para sa inyo. Ano yung pinaka nakakataba ng puso bilang ama? Yung makita si Charlotte na umarangkada. Syempre, sa Hollywood that time, bago siya lumipat dito. At ngayon, nagdi-direct na po.
Well, ang aking proud moment is the fact that it was accepted at Flickr Fest Short Film Festival early this year sa Sydney. Tapos it's at the, you know, prestigious St. Kilda Film Festival here in Melbourne this year. And to watch all the audience, especially sa Sydney po, ano, over 500 people came to watch it, Bondi Beach. Mm-hmm. And for them to just applaud it, and then pagkatapos ng screening to so many people, you know, Australian creatives na telling me that the story we told resonated with them, that is my proud moment. And then, alam mo ba, lahat sila sabi sa akin, we love Charlotte. So I thought, lahat sila kilala si Charlotte. Unfortunately, wala siya nun kasi nasa Hollywood siya at the time. So yes.
Wow.
That was good.
Parang yun talaga yung ultimate na para makita, ma-appreciate ng iba ang, di ba, ang gawa ng iyong anak lalo na, no?
Mm-hmm. And to be accepted beyond our community, diba?
Yes,
no,
true.
The wider community has recognized it, you know, both St. Kilda as well as in you know, in Sydney.
Mm-mm.
So, yes, very proud moment bilang Pilipino kasi may Tagalog din dun sa pelikula eh. Nilagyan namin at, you know, we made sure na lahat ng ating kultura is to be seen in that film. So, may mga Walis, may may mga altar tayo diyan. May Tagalog.
Oo, nakaka-proud,
yes,
no?
Yes, very much.
Oo. Sa tingin niyo po, Sir Alfred, naging malaki ba yung bahagi niyo para ma-inspire si Charlotte na pasukin din yung, you know, acting and directing and film?
Alam niyo po ba, Miss Claudette, hindi ko, it's not in my consciousness that I would do that. Pero I listened to a lot of her interviews, especially abroad. Tapos sasabihin niya, oh, my dad influenced me a lot. No? Ngayon, sabi ko, hindi ko naisip na nai-influence ko pala siya. Pero ang sabi niya sa kanya mga interview na, you know, she watched me through the years when she was little, going to auditions, and then pagkaganyan, buong pamilya kami, panunuorin namin ang aking mga labas sa TV. Sabi niya ganun, magandang trabaho ito. It can't be that hard. If my father can do it, so surely I can do it as well.
Wow, na-inspire talaga si
na-inspire
Charlotte.
Na-inspire din siya.
Wow. Mm-mm. Amazing story.
Proud yan, ano? Alam po namin na may apo na rin po kayo, nabanggit nyo kanina. Lolo Alfred na po ba? Ano po pong tawag sa inyo? Lolo Alfred?
It's Lolo.
Ano
plain lolo, sasabihin, at saka ang aking misis is lola. So we sabi namin kinakailangan we have to instill the, you know, the Filipino identity. At ngayon ang aming ano pag, ang utos sa akin ni Charlotte, pagka pupunta kami sa bahay, kinakailangan magtagalog ako.
Wow. Oh.
We want to teach him kasi yun ang hindi namin ginawa sa aming mga anak.
Ah.
Na because, you know, we tried to assimilate and it was easier for me because of my Australian wife to speak English.
Mm-mm.
Tapos nung dinadala ko sa sila sa kanilang mga lolo at lola, sabi ng kanilang lolo at lola, bakit pa namin tatagalugin? Nandito na yan sa Australia.
Correct.
Mas maganda kung mag-English yan. So they tried to talk to them in English, so it was easier that way.
Mm-mm.
You know, pero now, sabi ng aking mga anak, I think you should make an effort to, you know, and then even Charlotte and Stephanie herself, themselves, they have learned Tagalog as well. So, you know, like pagka nakikita, yan ang baso, yan ang plato, yan ang kutsara. So they try and include Tagalog phrases in our day-to-day conversation.
Mm-hmm. So yung mga apo niyo po, you speak to them in Tagalog na ngayon?
Of course. And pagka dating ako, sabi ko, mano sa lolo.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yan ang bulaklak, yan ang plato.
Oo, kailangan din talaga natin i-preserve yung ating kultura, hindi po ba? Kahit nasa Australia na tayo.
Yes, kinakailangan po. Kasi yun ang ating identity. Eh. Kinakailangan, we must, to me anyway, I think it's important that we retain our heritage,
yes,
our language, our culture. At least some part of it, as long, you know, as well as, you know, like kind of included, you know, it's like parang halo-halo.
Yes, correct. Oo, halo-halo. Love that.
Oh nga, ito. Pero ito tanong natin bilang lolo na, no, medyo na iba na yung perspective, di ba? Sa, siyempre, being a Filipino lolo, meron po ba kayong ibinahagi, siyempre, di ba, sa in-law? Tama po ba yung lalaki po, ang in-law niyo po ba? Tama po ba? Ayun, meron po ba binahagi na Filipino trait natin na ganyan na parang, uy, ipapasa ko sa iyo to, ito yung ginawa ko sa mga anak ko noon bilang daddy.
Magluto ng adobo.
Ayun!
Yun pa, ay naku, mas mahusay pa sa akin ang aking son-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Ay, kanyang paborito. Tapos pagka magluluto, ano bang huli kong niluto sa bahay? Nagluto ako ng kare-kare. Ang takaw niya, wag niyo sa, tatagalugin ko, no? Yun aking,
napasarap.
Ano, yun, ano nga, insausawan ng kare-kare.
Bagoong.
Ay, naku. Kalahati dun bote ng bagoong na
siya
ubus.
Lang kumain.
Siya lang ang kumain. Gustong-gusto niya ng bagoong.
Ganado.
So adobo and kare-kare.
Adobo and kare. Ako, siyang nagluluto ng adobo. Mahusay.
Mm-hmm.
Ako naman, ako nagluluto ng kare-kare. Tapos yung bagoong niya, naku, gustong-gusto niya.
So pagkain, kailangan ituro natin.
Yun ang aking ipamahagi sa kanya. Oh, yung pagluluto at pagpamahal niya sa lahat ng lutuing Pilipino.
Mm-hmm. At ito naman po, Sir Alfred, bilang Filipino actor na, no, syempre matagal na dito sa Australia, ano po yung mga challenges na hinarap ninyo? Kasi sinabi mo nga 40 years, right? You were 40 years sa industriya ng pag-aarte dito.
45 years.
45
so
years.
You want to hear my trauma? Alam niyo po ba, no, very quickly, and I've said this story before, ang una kong papel na 1979 is an Indonesian fisherman on Australian television.
Mm-hmm.
I have played Vietnamese, I have played Malaysian, I have played Chinese, I even played a Japanese tourist in Neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have played a Chinese waiter in Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I have played a Nepalese character in Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I have not played a Filipino character until the last 5 years.
Oh.
And ang aking challenge, and you know, every time I go in, sabi ko, pwede ba ito na ano gawin natin, you know, imbis na Mr. Chang, pwede natin gawing Pilipino? No, you know, like we have to stick to the storyline, we have to stick to the script. It's not until Charlotte made it to Hollywood with Mythic Quest, the character that she was playing was Asian, you know, Asian Chinese American, but she had the courage to say, I think it should be, you know, we should make it Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And sinabi ng showrunner sa kanya, well, not only a Filipino, but we'll let you keep your Australian accent because I think it's good for comedy. So she's the first Eva, Filipino-Australian, actor to have a lead role in an American, TV sitcom.
Yeah.
And we made sure that dun sa palabas na yon, that she said a lot of Australian slang in the show, pero at the same time, there was one episode dedicated to her heritage as a Filipina. So, meron istorya na in kanya mga magulang nagtatagalog, na siya, kumanta din siya ng isang kantang Tagalog sa programa. So, and I think from after that, I had the courage to actually ask, whenever I get offered a job, I said, can I make that character Filipino?
Mm-hmm.
And can I say something in Tagalog?
Mm-mm.
So that has become a reality now. So itong nakalipas na tatlong taon, I have been very fortunate to have played Filipinos, a Filipino character in some Australian mainstream shows.
Wow! So, yeah. Amazing!
That's good, no? Oh, ganda pakinggan na. Diba, it's
may representation
late,
tayo. Talagang, oo.
Oh. Oh, oh. At maganda nga na, talagang na-express nyo na po, di ba?
Ito,
dito, no? Parang nyo po naman nadadala sa set, kunyari, no? Ito, or sa trabaho mismo, yung Filipino values natin and culture, or sa community, ika nga. Meron po bang, kasi laging role nyo iba-iba, di ba?
Alam nyo po ba, meron isang presentation, isang conversation that I had with a fellow young Filipino filmmaker. At ang sabi niya sa akin, what makes us Filipino-Australians different from everybody else is because of our resilience.
True.
Sabi niya ganun, ang ating kultura, nasa dugo natin na we always have to keep on fighting, we never give up. So, naisip ko yun, tama siya. No? Kahit na anong rejection na binibigay sa atin, laban pa din tayo ng laban, hindi tayo sumusuko. And I think that is part of our Filipino heritage that we can be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Even it's taken me 45 years to say, pwede bang meron akong Tagalog na kaunting linya sa palabas? Pwede bang palitan natin ang pangalan ko sa Pilipino? It happened. It's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we can all be proud of.
Mm-hmm. And ito din po, kayo rin po yung nagtatag ng Filipino performing artists in Melbourne. Ano po yung inspiration behind this?
Okay. The Filipino performing artists in Melbourne, also known as Pangkatsining, was inspired during the pandemic. I think it was 2021 or 2022 na. I was talking to a lot of young creatives online sa Facebook. Tapos sabi ko, teka muna, marami na pala. And karamihan sa kanila, mga kabataan. And they were looking for connections, like-minded artists and creatives. So sabi ko, teka muna, why don't we create this group dito sa Facebook? And at least if somebody is looking for something to do creatively, a film, a short film, or a play, or music, sabi kong ganun, they can connect with each other. So the whole idea behind it was to connect young Filipino-Australian creatives together. And the good news about it is that Victorian College of the Arts, Melbourne University's VCA, as well as Swinburne Film School, they come up to us now kasi they have Filipino filmmakers studying films and they want to tell Filipino stories. Kaya kung naghahanap sila ng mga artistang Pilipino na can speak Tagalog or at least look Filipino, they go to our group now and they put a post sa aming Facebook group and they do an ad. Naglahanap kami ng Filipino between 48 to 55 or between 20, or I think the one that we have at the moment is between 15 to 18 years old. So I think it's a very good go-to place for people to find young, talented Filipino-Australian actors. Kaya kung may mga nakikinig sa atin dyan, please go and find us on Facebook.
So they will just search Filipino performing artists in Melbourne.
Tama po.
Ayan sa mga artista nating kababayan dyan. Ako, this is your chance para makipag-connect. So sundan ang Filipino performing artists in Melbourne na magpadala ng mensahe. At tama, si Sir Alfred ang inyong makakausap mismo.
Tama po. Ayun. Yan.
Magsisend na nga pala ako.
Oh, yeah. May pag-asa pa.
Ako pala yung interesado. Young Di young pala yung sinasabi. Sorry, out na.
May age ba? May age po ba?
No.
Wala naman.
We have as young as maybe about 14, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And some, may mga veterano. And mm-hmm. then some of our Sydney counterparts are part of it as well. Kasi yeah. we, you know, lalo na sa mga, you know, like, magagalit, Filino De Loso, ay Filipe, fellow Filipino actor in Sydney. He's a member of the group, yeah. you know. So, and hindi naman matanda si Pilino. I think he's about 45 now.
Bata pa.
Bata oo. Pa.
At saka, syempre sa ano naman sa mundo ng acting, wala namang age limit. No. Kasi depende talaga sa role.
Alam mo ba? Mm-hmm. And this is something, thank you for the opportunity to you know, express this one. Kailangan natin ng mga above 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na sa mga lalaking artista na wannabe actors na, you know, if you're over the age of 50, 55, please reach out to me. Kasi ako lang ang lalalapitan and naghahanap ako. There's mm-hmm. only less than 5 people that we know of
okay.
na male actors and, you know, and even female actors, but more so Filipino male actors above the age of 50, 55. If you're out there, nako, lapitan nyo ako and I'd like to meet with you if you would like to do some acting work.
Paano po nyo nakikita yung role ng group na ito, no? Sa pag-preserve din ng Filipino culture at identity dito sa Australia?
Ay, sa aking tingin, I think it's very important na, you know, like we retain our stories as immigrants in this country and share these stories to the wider community. Mm-hmm. Ang napapansin ko sa ating mga kabataan is that they are very interested to tell these stories because they have their own version of what it's like to be a Filipino Australian immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, when I watch the stories that they tell, it resonates with me not, you know, from when I was a younger person. Alam ko ang kanilang journey.
Yeah.
Because I remember it when I was at their age. Pero nun I was at their age, I had no medium to actually access to be able to tell that story.
True.
But now our younger generation in their 20s and early 30s, they are able to put together, you know, their stories in film and in a play.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. Because lalo na ngayon, matanda na ako bilang magulang, nakikita ko ito and, you know, like the stories that we tell hopefully will last beyond today.
Yeah.
Hopefully our children's children will be able to see it as well. And gusto ko makita nila na, ay, ganun pala ang buhay sa Australia ng ating mga migrante back in the day
yeah.
in 2025, in 2027, etc., etc.
Oo. And ito naman po, sir. Looking back sa career niyo po, from TV to film, no? Ano po yung mga lessons na very Filipino na na-imprint sa inyo?
Ang aking naiisip na, you know, like, being a Filipino is that kung pupunta ako sa set, naghahanap ako ng aking kapwa.
Kapwa Pinoy.
Kapwa Pinoy. At pagka nakakilala ako ng kapwa Pinoy, we just connect. At alam mo
instantly.
Pa, yes, and isa pa, pagka alam nilang Pilipino ka, sasabihin nila, pwede ba kumanta? And these are the Australians. They know, and I hold my head up high when I go on set, and then the new crew, may it be in Melbourne, Sydney, or Brisbane, when I go out, you know, and go on set, pag nakilala nila Pilipino, they know that you have a talent, but I cannot sing. They, you know, they know our talent. They know that we have something to offer, you know, and they know how friendly we are.
Yeah.
And yun ang aking ano na
proud ka
all the time. It makes me so proud.
Mm.
Yeah, and they ask for adobo.
Adobo. Yes.
Siyempre pa signature na, no? Pero pero po ba kayong payo or advice para po sa young Filipino creatives, no? Na talagang tumitingala rin po sa inyo sa inyong mga gawa din. Dito sa Australia or abroad, 'di ba? Na gustong mag-try sa acting or filmmaking, 'di ba? Kasi may mga realities 'yan, pero ano po ba yung mapapayo niyo sa mga?
Ang malaking kong payo sa kanila, huwag mahiya.
Mm-mm.
You know, if you feel like you have to let it out, your story, your creativity, your you know, you want to sing a song, do it. you know, like go basking. Kung gustong umarte, connect with like-minded people and start creating things. Find your tribe, you know. And yun ang napapansin ko, lalo na sa mga ating mga kabataan, naghahanap talaga sila. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's when I find them. And yun nga, sabi ko kung minsan, ay, you know, like you're just in your mid-20s and you're mm-hmm. connecting with me and I feel so honored.
Yeah.
To have this young generation just link to me and then say, what can we do? So I said, teka muna, let's get together. And then I will introduce you to another 25-year-old
mm-hmm.
and another 30-year-old. And
yes.
you guys can get to it. So I want to be the link. That's
yes.
how I see myself. And to those who are listening po, feel free to reach out because it's hard to have this creative obsession pero nag-iisa ka lang.
Oh, oh.
You know, we are a community and I encourage you to find us and then grow from there.
Finally, ano po yung mensahe ninyong gusto nyong iwan sa mga nanonood pa ng Asian Male Lead 60s at sa mga kababayan natin, lalo na sa mga Filipino in Australia who of course look up to you?
Okay. Ang mensahe ko po never give up.
Mm-hmm.
This industry is full of rejection. You will be rejected more times than you will succeed in a job that you are going for. But I think, as I said before, as a Filipino, that's our trademark. We're resilient. You know, every audition that you would go for as an actor, if you get rejected, it's not because they don't like you. It's just that it's not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But every audition is a lesson. It's a workshop on how to become a better actor.
Yes.
And never give up. And that's my message because it's a challenging time. You know, it's a challenging career to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's also important to have your people around you, your family, your friends, and your like-minded fellow actors, lalo na ngayon bilang matanda na, yun aking mga the contemporary who are also in their 60s, we talk to each other and we laugh. We say, oh, did you get that job the other day that we auditioned for? And they said, nah. And then we just laugh about it.
And
then take it easy and then just keep going.
Just keep going. Ito pahabol na question, Dan, para kay Sir Alfred. Mm-hmm. Sa lahat po ng mga ginawa niyong films o mga shows or series, ano po yung pinaka-paborito ninyo sa lahat?
Well, at the moment, it's Asian Male 60s Lead. Kasi lahat ng mga kinuwento ko sa inyo bilang artista, it's all encapsulated in that short film.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to share with you the trailer for it so you get to, you get to share it with our community
mm-hmm.
as well. And yes, hopefully we'll be able to sometime in the near future really have a special screening
yes.
of that film to our wider community, both here in Melbourne and in Sydney and other states as well.
Ayan. Congrats po sir sa inyong mga proyekto and mga upcoming projects na aabangan ng ating community.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad nito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.